Welcome to The Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And today we're going to talk about Task Manager.
We are. An oldie but a goodie.
Yes.
So what's your favorite way of opening the Task Manager? There's a couple of ways.
I always do Control, Shift, Escape.
So that's this way.
That's the your.
The other ways of doing it are, from memory, down here on the taskbar.
Right.
Task click. Manager here.
Yep.
And also on the Windows X menu.
Yep.
You hold down Windows, it's over there.
You can also Control Alt Delete and select it from the right there.
Yeah, from Task Manager.
Task Manager there.
Yeah. So by default, it opens up in this very simple view. It just lists every process. Most power users are going to open up the more details.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get given a full list of processes introduced in the Windows 7, 8, 9, 10 timeframe was categorizations of these. In general, it gives a nice, simple view of what's going on. The performance tab gives you a little bit more detail, a little bit more statistics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a CPU graph. Currently, this is drawing the overall CPU for the box, but you can switch it and say, hey, I want to view it per core. So in this case, it's a four-core box, so you get four graphs. Down the bottom, you have some information about the amount of cache on the physical processor.
Mm-hmm.
Memory, similar type of thing. It's how much RAM's being used on the box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's composition, as in what it's being used for. So you have memory used by the kernel and applications. And then you have it used for more system type things, like cache, file system cache and stuff like that. Disk utilization. This is how much the disk is being used at the moment.
And I think you'll see multiple of these if you have multiple disks as well.
Yeah, one graph per each.
Yep.
And same thing goes with network card. A network card, you'll get one for your LAN and one for Wi-Fi and even for Bluetooth. Most of these graphs are auto-scaling, and so based on the usage, you'll see the graph grow and shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Very quick way of finding out things like your IP address and connectivity and stuff like that. App history is a good way of finding out what's been costing you, whether it be CPU or network over time. So if you're finding that your network's running slow and stuff like that at times, this can be a good indication. Not surprising, things like Microsoft Edge has used some network bandwidth up, and Cortana's used some CPU time up thinking about answers.
There's also an option up there you can select to show history for all processes, which I believe is off by default.
Yep.
It's on the options menu. Or ordinarily, I think it's only just modern apps, right?
Yeah. So startup, this is the processes that were detected that were part of the startup process.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are obviously part of Windows, like OneDrive. You may have applications that have introduced themselves into the operating system and have slowed the boot time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a good way of quickly working out, hey, did I really mean to boot foo.exe? Users, if a machine has more than one user, for example, we're using the defrag tools user on my box, and also my local account's logged in. This person's currently locked at the moment.
Logged in, but disconnected.
Yeah, and you can do things. If you're an administrator to other people, you can sign them off. So if you want to get some of that memory back or mm-hmm. take a bit of pressure off, or say they've left something running in the background that's chewing up CPU, you can log them off.
Mm-hmm.
Details is where the meat of it is, per process, sorted by name, or you can sort it by process ID, PID. Whether it's running. Suspended is a modern UWP concept. When processes are in the background, they're like frozen in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not unsurprising to see the mail application and the mail transfer application running in the background. And then NT services. This is where you can find out which ones are running and which ones aren't. Unsurprisingly, a lot of services run on any active box to achieve what you have to achieve.
And these are essentially just a special class of application that just doesn't have any user interface.
Yeah. And so, Task Manager, very quick way of just drilling into machine and getting a very quick feel by sorting some columns and stuff like that and adding additional columns to particularly the detail view to work out, hey, who's consuming all the network, who's consuming all the I/O and disk, CPU, stuff like that. Who's consuming RAM. So it's your first best friend to track down little performance issues in Windows.
And there's a lot of ways to get more details, but Task Manager is your first stop.
Yep. So as always, you can email us at insideshow@microsoft.com.
Thanks for watching.